This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about single-use plastic. Are you using more plastic waste during this pandemic? If so, what are you using? Now, if you're not as well, share your tips with us. Still have a couple of minutes, 15 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. A quick recap of our poll before we continue.
Yes, all right. So on Twitter, yes, still at 69.2%. Yes, because of food delivery. No at 21.8%. Teach us how. And yes on PPE, 71%. There are other 1.9%. Tell us what. And, but you've all been very quiet. You didn't tell us anything.
Yeah.
On Twitter anyway.
It's a bit quiet on Twitter, but over on Instagram, 74% still say yes, they're using more plastic now. I'm just going to read a couple of responses before we move on. Kuih Lapis says, barber salons, e-commerce packages, and FM CG like snacks, etc., especially during lockdown. No Emoji Ernest says, delivery still utilizing plastic packaging and bags. Shahira says, because of takeouts. Teo Ice says, we bring our clunky food containers and tumblers to tapau at the local kopitiam. They may be clunky, but they're very, very useful in cutting down plastic waste. Nayla says, always bring my own bag, reusable straws, and mostly cook by myself rather than tapau. And Neera says, disposable masks, takeouts, mandatory usage of plastic gloves at the grocery stores.
Just a cute comment here from 9098. It says, create plastics to solve the chopping down of trees for paper problem. Now revert back to chopping trees to solve plastic problem. Haven't we noticed whatever humans create will have an adverse impact and break this earth? Go back to caveman living lah. Right? Nature will bounce back.
So that was what I was saying, right? You know, right. We created plastic bags in 1959 in order to address the paper bag situation. And now we're back to the part where maybe we should use paper bags again.
Consumerism, exactly. Right? You know, so that's the thing. And we want things now, fast.
All right, we'll come back to more of your messages in just a bit. You have about 13 minutes to get in touch with us. Once again, the number is 018-789-8899 to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, for now, many festivals and holidays have been interrupted or even cancelled as a result of stay-at-home orders during the MCO over the last year or so. But the key difference between the first MCO and the second MCO is that in 2021, Chinese New Year will be celebrated primarily virtually.
Remember that occasion, which is happening in about 17 days' time. Of course, here in Malaysia, the Chinese community will be celebrating the Lunar New Year beginning February 12. Sources within the cabinet said that there has been much discussion on Chinese New Year SOPs, especially for traditional reunion dinner on the eve of the festival. The source, according to Star Online, said, I like the source, the reunion dinner is very important for Chinese. As much as possible, the government does not want to be seen as dampening the spirit of the celebration. However, it was argued that there must be strict SOPs to some family reunions can be really big and would definitely involve the elderly, which are high risk groups. So on bookings for reunion dinners in restaurants, as dinings are not currently allowed, it's most likely a no-go. And I would go with that also. Also, there was discussion on whether to allow travel, but as the number of cases is still high, it was not a popular suggestion. And that was what happened in Raya as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So another source from the National Security Council said that they might cap the number of people at reunion dinners to 20 in a family with strict physical distancing and other basic SOPs. So it is most likely that the previous SOPs used last year during the height of the first wave, which was during like Hari Raya Puasa, right? And maybe customized for CNY celebrations this year. Now, you know, talking about last May and during Raya Aidilfitri, right? The country was under the conditional MCO during that time, CMCO, and Muslims were allowed to congregate in groups of up to 20 close family members based on the space of the house as well, right? And this was only on the first day of the festival with strict SOPs put in place. So no interstate travel was allowed then, and we were all told to not shake hands and also advised against visiting the elderly or the sick.
Right. So meanwhile, the Chinese community themselves generally seem to be resigned to using technology to meet up with their relatives this year. The Star spoke with Albert Tan, 61, whom for every Chinese New Year for the past 30 years would bring his wife and two children to visit his four siblings and families in Kuala Lumpur. He said, with COVID-19 still raging back in December, we already made it a point not to meet up. It's better we do not meet because of our ages. We're not young anymore. If we are infected with the virus, I'm not sure if any of us older ones will survive. So it's better for everyone to stay home and not spread the virus. He added that his siblings are between 63 and 75 years old. So that's your target audience there, right? Tan said that the young ones and family had planned to have a virtual reunion via Google Meet and Zoom, with e-angpaos being arranged as well. It's called e-wallet, right? The children in each of families are tech savvy, so I don't think doing a virtual reunion will be an issue. I mean, for me, when I read this, right, I haven't seen my mom for over a year, right? And every time I want to get in Sarawak, and every time I make a point, book the ticket, bam, it happens
another
again.
Another MCO. Mm. So, you know, the paper also spoke with Chan Hong Ki, who is 55 and lives with her 85-year-old mother. And she said that she will be embracing the new norm of giving e-angpaos instead of queuing up at the bank to get new banknotes.
Right.
And she said, I don't think it is a matter of limiting the number of visitors or how many visitors, as it only takes one super spreader. She also added that her family will have video calls using FaceTime or Zoom so that the grandchildren will be able to throw their grandmother virtual hugs and kisses, and we will gather for a virtual reunion dinner and toss yisang using Zoom.
Right. So, you know, this whole idea of giving virtual money virtually, right? Mm. I mean, the Chinese in China have been doing it for the longest time with their
e-angpaos, right?
WeChat app.
What's it called? Red packets, right?
Yeah, the red packets have been doing that. No, but you know, like just growing up, you know, when you get the angpao and it's brand new money and you smell it.
So that's
a whole banknotes. It's a whole experience of seeing the redness, touching it, opening it, smelling it, right? The symbols in the background, you know, so who?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, this is the new normal, so we're going to have to embrace this. And my grandma celebrated her 87th birthday just a couple of days ago, and we had the whole family from the States, from Australia, from Singapore, and everyone in KL, different parts of KL, do that virtual birthday song for her when she was cutting her cake, right? It was actually quite nice, and she said that she enjoyed it. It was her first virtual birthday, so maybe the older folk will appreciate something like this. It's going to be a CNY unlike any other. Yeah, so coming up in what, 17 days, Frida, you're counting down?
Yes,
already?
I am.
Okay. On the show today, we are talking about plastic waste. Are you using more single-use plastic during this pandemic? Let's wrap up the
poll. Okay, let's wrap up the poll. So 69% yes to food delivery, no at 22.2%, and yes PPE 7%, 1.9% at others.
Yes, over on Instagram, it's 74% for yes, 26% for no, and more messages still coming in on Instagram. I'm going to have to scroll for this. So we've got Tay, who says takeaway contributes a lot. Nitzuk said buying takeout or using Grab plastic containers are being used. I can't help it. Jong says cook by myself, tapau using my own container and tote bag, you know, carry a tote bag. Ashley says trying to support local by ordering food, but most of these things come in plastic. Same with online shopping. Risun says deliveries. We have a whole bunch of people who've just responded to say tapau or takeaway or eating out. And Zin Lee had a good one. She said the amount of bubble wrap use in e-commerce parcels are insane. That is true. I've noticed that as well.
Right.
Davin says food packaging and PPE. And Chris says making a conscious decision to have takeaway with self-brought container to minimize delivery. That's the kind of things that we can do.
Right.
Thank you, everyone, for all your messages. Thank you for chiming in. Of course, that was our top story of the day. If you're using more plastic waste during this pandemic. And then, of course, we also spoke about the advent of bioplastics before ending off with
a story about the upcoming Lunar New Year.
Yes, a virtual Lunar New Year. Mm. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on all Enterprise BizBuys podcasts by looking at the BFM app, downloading the podcast on iTunes or on Spotify as well. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise BizBuys. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, the guys on the Morning Run spoke to Datuk Sri FD Iskandar, who's the Group Managing Director of Glomag Berhad. That's coming up right after the 1pm news bulletin. But for now, to take us out of the show, we have The Killers with Human. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. See you again tomorrow. BFM.
Oh happy typism tomorrow.
Happy typism.
Okay.
We'll
see you on Friday.
See you on Friday for a fun Friday show. BFM 89.9.
As fun as possible.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.